A few members of the House Administration Committee came to Milwaukee at the urging of Wisconsin Congressmember Mark Green. The Green Bay Republican is sponsoring a bill to change some election laws, including adding a national requirement for a photo ID at the polls. Governor Jim Doyle has repeatedly vetoed state bills demanding a voter ID. Several speakers attacked Green's bill. Jeff Erlanger is a community activist for the disabled in Madison. He chided Green's plan to exempt the disabled from photo ID requirements.
Not all people with disabilities are honest. So just because we're disabled doesn't mean that we might not go and commit fraud. And as someone reminded me, that doesn't stop somebody from finding a wheelchair to just wheel into the polling place and say they're disabled so they don't have to show a voter ID.
Erlanger says if the disabled are exempted from photo IDs, the government should also give a break to the poor and others who might have a tough time getting an official state photo. But Kay Coles James of the National Carter Baker Commission on Election Reform says photo IDs would not be difficult to obtain.
Quite frankly, from my perspective, the desire to have a voter ID is in fact to assure that those very same people, when they present themselves at the polling place, are not denied the access to vote.
Besides photo ID, the Congressional Committee also commented on news reports about a small number of fraud cases and about larger record-keeping problems at the polls last year, especially in Milwaukee. Michigan Republican Vernon Ehlers.
Yeah, I'm not here to criticize Milwaukee or Wisconsin or anything, but at the politest word I can think of is it's extremely sloppy work.
Milwaukee and state elections officials promise they'll be much more careful at the polls at the next election. Legislative and congressional action on so-called reform bills may come within the next few months. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.